This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Welcome to our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Today's Feed Forum is going to talk about the role of water in dairy cattle rations. And not many people think about water very much, but it's the most essential nutrient on the dairy farm. More important than protein, more important than minerals or vitamins, because without water, the animal obviously would perish. Dairy cows can drink large amounts of water. 50 gallons of water may not be uncommon here, especially in high-producing cows, because it takes about, for each 1 pound of milk, you get about 4.5 pounds of water consumed, which for our listeners, that's about a half a gallon of water. So we need to have the water there. So we're going to talk about two aspects of water. The first one is making sure that the cow is, or the calf or the heifer is going to consume water is clean. One of the real concerns would be if you don't keep it clean, you can get algae growth. And blue-green algae can produce toxins. And, of course, that will be very negative on your dairy animal. And, of course, you can get a buildup of basically just residue there, scums and things like that. So you want to empty the tank. And then you want to scrub it out probably once a week with a stiff brush and some type of detergent that will kill any bacteria or any problems like that. Then we'll rinse that off with water, and then we'll add bleach, a bleach solution. You should use an unscented bleach, typically about 2 to 3 ounces per 150 gallon, or a small copper sulfate solution, which ends up being about 1 part per million in the water, and do that about every 4 weeks as far as that goes. Some farms have tip tanks, and so every day, one of the people who are in charge of the dairy herd will tip that tank. And so it flushes out whatever's in that tank and keeps it very clean for the dairy cow as well. To give you an idea how much temperature is so important, we'll see that a cow that's at 40 degrees, she'll drink about 27 gallons. When that temperature goes up to 80 degrees, which is not really hot, 39 gallons of water and increasing. And, of course, that's with 80 pounds of milk. And some of our cows now are producing in excess of 120 pounds of milk per day as far as that goes. The second aspect we'll talk about is water quality. That means we should test our water from time to time to be sure that it doesn't have any impurities that's going to affect cow performance or types of nutrients in their feeding program. The pH of the water that we are feeding to our cattle should be between 6 and 8. The total dissolved solids should be under 1,000 parts per million. That reflects some of the salts and minerals that are in water. Hard water would fall in that category. Nitrates, under 100 parts per million. Nitrites should be under 10 parts per million. Nitrites are much more dangerous in terms of what effects they can have, especially in younger animals. Sulfates below 500 parts per million. Bacteria. Really, that should be zero, Bill, but bacteria should be under 1,000 colony-forming units per 100 ml, and that's how usually it's expressed in a water test. Coliforms, these are the bad guys, that should be under 10 colony-forming units per 100 ml, and of course, baby calves would be very susceptible to this, especially with milk replacer. Iron can be another problem, and that's 3,000 parts per million. So I think for our listeners, for animals, especially in case today we're talking dairy animals, water cleanliness and water quality are key factors. And certainly farmers have discovered that when they go to city water, it'll cost them some extra money, but cows will go up in milk production because they eat more dry matter, produce more milk production there compared to wells or farm ponds. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday.
Let's say you're presented a stock which yields a guaranteed 82% return. You'd put your money in it, right? That magical stock is called Farm Radio, and for our advertisers, it is pure gold. 82% of farmers listen to their trusted farm radio station at least 4 days a week. The moral of the story? Farm Radio pays dividends, and both the listener and the advertiser lived happily ever after. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The market volatility of the COVID pandemic has forced many dairy farmers to take a closer look at their financial statements. That according to Hord's Dairyman Managing Editor Corey Geiger, who will talk with Lee Milkey about it on Monday's Dairy Radio. Have a safe weekend. I'm Bill Baker. Dairy Radio Now.